At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Ring of Rec Room and president of the Chippewa Alliance is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. This was the first weekend of changes on Chippewa, the street being closed to traffic at night on weekends. Chris, I know you supported this when it was announced by the mayor last week. How did the weekend go? What were some of your observations?
It went pretty flawlessly. We didn't really have any issues. The whole point is to slow down the vehicular traffic and just the congestion that happens on Chippewa. So that definitely, did its job. And, we had no issues with cars speeding down Chippewa, ATVs or dirt bikes or motorcycles and things of that. So, yeah, I'd say it was a huge success.
Why is removing car traffic from that block seen as a way to calm things down or to ensure that people are safe?
There's a couple things. The easy answer is it just relieves the congestion. I mean, when we had any issues where emergency vehicles need to get down the road and we had traffic backed up, it was next to impossible to get an ambulance or a fire truck down onto the street just based off of people sitting at red lights and just the amount of mass volume of people that come down and Chippewa on the weekends. So the emergency vehicle, just necessity to be able to have access to the street was number one. We call them the kids, the underage kids on their dirt bikes and ATVs, which has kind of become an issue over the past couple summers. Would joyride around downtown Buffalo, and they would also kind of speed through the Chippewa district. And when you have, again, hundreds if not a thousand people bar hopping and walking the street, it was only a matter of time before something serious would happen. So, putting the bike rack, the barriers up, having the police force with a police car at the end of each block, it just put an end to it. And giving, I think, just people that ease of mind and knowing that it's a safe environment. When they see the police force, they see the barricades up, they just kind of know there's that extra step of security that we're here putting their safety first, and I think it puts a lot of minds at ease.
I'm wondering about that, like the your customers, the people coming down there to enjoy the nightlife. What did they think about it?
Yeah, I mean, all of our customers at Rec Room specifically have, thanked us and have been super appreciative and, kind of applauded the effort. You're not really allowed to park on Chippewa anyways on the weekend, so it's not like they lost any real parking opportunities. There's four parking lots at every corner of Chippewa, Delaware, Chippewa, and Franklin. So, yeah, I think it was just more or less of a welcomed scenario where people saw the police presence and saw the added security and felt safer.
Now, there was mention last week of maybe even taking it a step further, of creating a total pedestrian zone where everybody in that area would have to be not just going into the bars, but going into that block of Chippewa would have to be over 21. They do something similar in Rochester. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, especially for your venue, which I thought of this because my initial reaction was, hey, that sounds great. Why not do that every night? But then I'm thinking, well, your venue has a lot of shows and concerts that you go to. And I would feel kind of weird making it all 21 and over. You don't necessarily want to do that. What do you think of that idea and how would it impact you?
Me personally, I'm one of the larger proponents of the 21 and older district. It is from a 10 p.m. to 4 in the morning statute, I guess, was what we're looking for, or I'm looking for personally. You know, the shows that we do that are all ages, they're over at 10 o'clock. So, you know, our argument that we utilize, you know, when we're talking to the city or even other businesses in the district is, you know, we do it. We do 100, last year we had about 120 concerts a year that we had no issues getting people out of the building around 10 o'clock at night and turning Chippewa into that adult 21 over district. You know, we're 21 over every late night past 10 p.m. You know, with all just the amount of hotels that you have down there, the infrastructure with the convention center, Shays Theater District, you know, when a show lets out, it's just that, you know, neighborhood environment of, you know, you're walking out with your wife to grab a glass of wine after, you're walking back to your hotel and have to walk through kind of a gauntlet of underage kids, walk in the street. Some of the issues we're dealing with now are the open containers on minors that like to drink in the parking lots or on the sidewalks. That's kind of phase two, kind of handling those scenarios. We really just want to make this one of those kind of big city vibe entertainment districts and allow the other cities in America to do it as a 21 and over district for the late night. And I think I could see Chippewa going in that direction, you know, if not the months to come, but maybe the years to come.
Okay, so you wouldn't be opposed to going to that next phase. And like you said, it's in a lot of cities in this country where they're completely shut down. What would it take, though, to get to that? Would we have to see something happen?
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely take legislation, rezoning. I mean, it is a public access street currently, so it would take, you know, the common council and the mayor's office to push that through. We actually have had letters of support from Buffalo Place, the convention center, the hotels, the developers in the neighborhood. 95% of the businesses and bars on the street have signed off on it already. So I think if it is going to go that way, we're close to, you know, them receiving all the support that they need. I think it would just take a matter of time. And, you know, that's something that usually does take a little bit of time. And, you know, we're kind of willing to be patient.
There has been some question of why Chippewa? Why this area? Why not, you know, some of these measures all across Western New York where some of the other nightlife is on Main Street? What sets Chippewa and in specifically the area where you are apart from some of the other areas where there's bars that stay open late in Buffalo?
I definitely think it's a density issue. I mean, you look at the amount of liquor licenses that we have in like a 4-block radius, you know, compared to other districts. I think we have the most in Erie County. You add in the amount of hotels that we have within a 1-block radius with the Westin, the Hyatt, Aloft, the Embassy Suites. I think we have the most rooms in a 4-block radius. And then you have residents. I mean, you know, at the Avant, you know, you have high-end condos, the city center, and then you have other people living in apartments kind of throughout Main Street and the Chippewa area. So I think where Elmwood is more considered a residential neighborhood that has some commercial businesses, we are definitely commercial, but has a true mixed use of, you know, work, live, and play. And I think that's why, from a consideration standpoint, with the amount of sheer volume of the, you know, a couple thousand people that come down to Chippewa on these evenings, is what's kind of spearheaded these conversations.
Are you still open until 4 a.m. on weekends and other bars, too, on Chippewa?
I mean, it varies. Our Friday nights, we close around 2 a.m. Our Saturday nights, we close around 3 a.m. Nothing for any real reason. You know, we just like to kind of get ahead of the curve and close the doors and alleviate that last hour. You know, if you start looking at your statistics and your numbers, I would suggest that most bars probably do the least amount of revenue from that 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. hour. There are a couple bars that are notorious for getting busy at that hour because places like ourselves close and some patrons are still looking for somewhere to go. But again, I think if you ask, you know, 90% of the bar owners that are open or have the ability to be open that late, would probably say the same thing, that they are either not open till 4 or see that 3 to 4 a.m. hour is their least, you know, busy hour. So, again, yeah, I mean, that's probably a conversation way down the road. But, yeah, it's just, you know, not a necessity, at least when it comes to rec room, to stay open that late.
Right. Well, hey, Chris, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it. Chris Ring, owner of Rec Room and president of the Chippewa Alliance, joining us live here on WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.